And then when he died, rose again and ascended into heaven, he gave us that gift of eternal life. And that's why we've been in Taiwan for 27 years now. I want to thank you for being part of that all of these years. As you've given to the Great Commission Fund, you have kept us there all that time. I know that there are people here that have been praying for us over the years also. And your prayers have kept us there too, through many different kinds of situations, whether it was through illness like cancer, whether it was through the 7.6 earthquake that we went through, whether it was through the difficulties that our son Mark had with his hydrocephalus, unseen things also. Your prayers have been used by God to keep us where we are and to continue to serve. I became a member of the Christian Missionary Alliance here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. If any of you have been around long enough, you remember there used to be a church in Wayndale, and it was combined, and they combined with Gospel Temple and helped form the Westview Church. That's where I joined the Alliance. I received my call to go to Chinese people in the Alliance at Gospel Temple before I knew that was an Alliance church when I was a student at Fort Wayne Bible College. And the pastor that married us was the pastor at the at Wayndale, and married us in Bryan, Ohio, at the Alliance Church there. This is our family. This is a couple years old now. We have three boys. I noticed that there are twins in this church, and we have twin sons too. Caleb is our oldest. He's on the left, followed by Mark, and then on our right there, on your right, our right in this room, is Luke. Caleb lives in Los Angeles. He just moved from New York City. He works in marketing. Mark is in Mishawaka, Indiana. He graduated from Bethel College and works in South Bend as an accountant. And Luke is in Columbus, Ohio, where he works in marketing also. This is where we serve. Taiwan. Anybody been there before? I often run into people that have been in Taiwan, usually in the military, sometimes for business. It is off the coast of China, about 100 miles. To the north is Japan. It's not very far away, about a 3.5-hour trip by plane. Down to the south is the Philippines. And if you go directly to the west, you run into the state of Hawaii. Okay? So we have the climate much like Hawaii does. Also, you notice the green, that's mountains. Lots of really tall mountains on this island that's about the third the size of Ohio. So most of it's mountains where people can't live, but there are 23.5 million people that live there. One of the most densely populated places in the world, and they only have about 2.5% evangelical Christians that live there. The Christian Missionary Alliance has a history from the late 50s, and these are the locations of all of our churches in Taiwan at this time. We live in the south central part called Yunnan County in Sihu, four lakes where there is not one single lake. Okay, and that's the county that we live in, or the township that we live in. We live near the coast. What do you believe this looks like? Scottish Terrier. All right. And some people think it looks like I'm going to get poked by that tree if I get too close. And some people think it looks like a cat. Yeah. We have been in Taiwan 27 years. We lived there not to promote Americanism, not to help people to love America or to be like us, but rather to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. What's it going to take for us to finish this job? The first thing it takes is that we be followers of Jesus Christ. And it's amazing that after following Jesus since I was about 17 years old, I'm still learning about this. Still trying to understand who I am in Jesus and still trying to walk by faith and be continually daily take up my cross and follow him and be filled with the Spirit. That's the only way we can do our job. But you know, there's a great danger of misinterpretation for missionaries wherever they go in the world. If you look at this, what might you think this sign is for? Coffee shop, a restaurant, or something like that, right? Well, you're partly correct. But this is actually, at the top is this Chi Un Tang, which is Amazing Grace Church. Okay? So we can be confused by things like this. The Taiwanese might be too, but especially because of our language. We've been working with Taiwanese or Chinese language for this length of time, and we still make our mistakes. It's still learning and trying to grow. And people in that culture don't understand the Christian words that we use either. You know, in Taiwan, most people, when you ask them if they want to be born again, they automatically in their hearts would think, no way, I do not want to be born again. Because in the Buddhist religion, they're trying to stop that. When they think of born again, they think of reincarnation. And they are trying to stop that cycle. It's really great. Ajahn, the woman that you saw in Rachel's pictures there, said one day after she came to Christ, praise God, I don't have to go through that. I don't have to worry about that coming back. I'm going to be with Jesus forever. But we can really mess up with our languages sometimes, even after being there a long time. Dumb things like going to the park, looking at someone and saying, thinking you're saying, when we see you and go by your shop, please say hello to me. Instead, I said, "Qing ni dahu gei wo," and I told the woman as I go by, please snore at me. You know, you just, every once in a while, it comes out. But you always know when you messed up by the looks in their faces. You know, the eyes, you know, what are you talking about? To go there, we want to do like Jesus did. We want to live amongst the people. We have a home that we live, and we live right in the neighbor with the neighbors, and we see them all the time. We even at the beginning, we tried to figure out how to get to know people. We went to the elementary school where we were learning how to listen to Taiwanese. We were just working on our Taiwanese then. We know Mandarin, know a little bit of Taiwanese, and we made friends with elderly people, with people that have come in from other countries who were trying to get their elementary school degrees. Ajahn only has a third grader. Some people still in that town want to get their elementary school degree. So we went to those kind of classes. And it was fun to see those people on the street and to tell everybody, oh, look, this is my foreign classmate. We go to their marketplaces and shop the same way they do, every day going to frequently going into these kind of wet markets to shop, or going to their grocery stores. We do have Costco in Taiwan. Yeah. And it's the one near us is near meaning an hour away. Okay. So we don't go there frequently, but we do buy their things. And we get involved in their homes and do things with them, getting to know them as people. The whole idea is that we're blending into the society. We attend their children's activities, like this activity at a junior high school. I think it was near graduation. We go to things in their community, like this play that was done, and have fun along with other neighbors. Rachel's gotten involved in the library, where the leader there asked her to come and participate with her in teaching kids during the summer. This lady is now married to the newly elected county leader. Is it county or township? A leader in the community, in the bigger, greater community. Our pastor's wife and pastor have gotten involved, as you've seen, in the schools, in the school system, teaching biblical principles to the kids. And we are not only trying to do this ourselves, but we want to see the church people learn to do this. So the pastor and his wife are also have trained people within our congregation to be able to go into the schools and do some of the same things. We're trying to work ourselves out of jobs so we can continue on. We have to continue this process. Just like sanctification in Jesus, he is our sanctifier. He's the one who makes us holy. He's the one that, he is our righteousness. But yet we have to learn to live this out day by day. We also are learning to live in this community day by day and change as we grow And sometimes it's rather difficult. Can you tell what that is a pan of? I was invited to a meal one time out on the coast right by our home in another community in which we're doing some outreach. And they wanted me to go to a restaurant with them. And they asked me to choose what I wanted. I didn't know what to choose, so they chose for me. Mistake. And I get this bowl of soup, and in the center of it is floating this portion of your face, you know, of the fish's face. And I was expected to eat that eye. And those eyes are big. They are big. And I ate the eye, you know. And if you don't, you're risking the possible opportunities to further witness to these people. So you have to grow as an individual. I ordered this the one time, and I saw frog legs in the Grable Market up there the other day in a box. But this is the whole frog, and I never expected the frog to be laying on its back. Frogs usually swim on their stomach. This one was doing the backstroke. And it was gutted, but everything else was there, you know, the skin and everything. And the Chinese have a tendency to eat this and eat that because it's supposed to be good for certain parts of your body. You eat this, it's good for this part of your body and everything. And the skin is on this. And, you know, I'm starting to notice I've got more and more spots on my arms. But we've eaten many things, different things that maybe some of you could never imagine eating. But, you know, it's when God showed Peter the sheet that came down with all these foods on, he says, what I declare clean is all clean. You know, there's one thing I personally will not eat. I won't even I try to avoid it. I get fooled sometimes, but that's blood. And that's an issue in Taiwan about blood. Eating blood. But here's some ice cream that I've never eaten in the States before, where it's got beans in it and sweet potatoes and other kinds of things like wood ears and that mixed in with your ice cream. But there are other kinds of things that we have to get used to. You know, I come out of a background where there was a lot of, if you smoke or drink, I'm not saying anything particularly against that, but I know that I can't handle that, all right? I can't handle that. And in order to be able to witness for Jesus, I've had to go back into some of that environment, all right? And be with people like Jesus did. And he was accused of being with sinners, they call them sinners. He was accused of being a glutton and a drunkard. And I've had to go back into some of this environment that I came out of in order to be able to share Christ with them. I can do this because I know how God has helped me. You may not be able to go into an environment, say if you've had problems with alcohol, because you will have alcohol problems again. You need to stay away from that. But God may be calling some of you other people to go into that environment in order to share Jesus, because that's their daily lifestyle. They need to know Christ. Rachel's gotten uncomfortable at times, too. We go out in the streets and share and that. And people invite you to have barbecue with them just on the street. And sometimes we've had to do these kinds of things that we normally would not do here in the States. All of it is so that people will praise God. In Taiwan, at our church, we only have a TV. We don't have great musicians like you have. We don't have a pastor that can hit the drums. But so we use YouTube. How much do we have to do? All right. How much do we have to do? As much as it takes. But God has put together a people and is putting together a people in our church that are all unique individuals, different from one another, with different giftings, different personalities. And he's done the same thing in your congregation. And I pray that you will always branch out and you will always be seeking what God wants you to do, not only as individuals, but together. Because we also have become convinced that when Jesus wants us to be fishers of men, when we follow him, it's not always, and it's probably not often, that we're just using a pole, but rather we're using a net. And the net takes several people together to use it. So we work together in sharing the gospel. We go into the school systems and do ministry, as you've seen. Whether it's the bigger schools like you saw there, or the smaller, even smaller country schools that are in our area. Sam is good at math, and God used him in our context to teach children, or young people that were having trouble in math, and help them, to tutor them. And we saw God change lives through this. Fungi coming in, our missionary that's in San Francisco on home assignment right now. She's great with crafts, and God has used her in that gift and talent that God's given her to teach people crafts, and to use that as an opportunity to gather people together where they will have opportunity to be with Christians and know the gospel. She started this group with that intention. Neither of us are there any longer, but this group continues to meet together just because they like to be together, and most of them are non-believers. But yet they come, and they're with believers, and they hear the gospel. Rachel's a good cook, as you can tell by looking at me. I can't blame her. But she uses that talent also there to minister to people as they desire to learn some Western things. And we have outreaches to children that we have done for a long time on Saturdays. This is a great blessing along with a great frustration for us. Because in general, we have lots of children come through our children's ministry until they go to junior high school. And then when they hit junior high school, they disappear. Because the school's requirements are so intense, and they have to test so much, and they just become junior high kids too. You know, some of their interest is dispelled also. But it's really, really hard to get and keep junior high and senior high kids. Usually you have to really pump into them early on and then pray that God will bring them back later. Chinese enjoy eating together, and we use that as an opportunity also to minister. This was a unique thing that was done at our church. We had a group come down from our Taichung church, one of our Taichung churches, and they brought different colors of chocolate with them. And they put together a presentation using these colors of chocolate that are in the Wordless Book. Are you familiar with the Childhood Evangelism Fellowship Wordless Book? Well, they made this presentation for adults, and it went over wonderfully. That is not only for children. God can use it for anybody. And again, God used the creativity of an individual or individuals in order to be able to do that. What are you good at? What talents has God given you? What interests has God given you? How can you use those for the kingdom of God? What other people in the congregation can talk together and work together to do something, not just in the church building, but in your home, in your neighborhoods, to bring others to Christ and bring them into the family? Another creative thing that Mark Edwards, one of our former missionaries, put together were these trucks, where he designed the outside and then had a message taped into Taiwanese to go around at different times of the year. This was a Christmas one. He did it for the Chinese celebration of Mid-Autumn Festival. And I'm going to ask the fellow back there to try something. I don't know if it'll work on your computer. Float your mouse on the bottom where it's black and see if there's something that comes up. Is there a little arrow that comes up on there? Okay. All right. This, and some computers you can play it. You can listen to them doing the story and going down the street. But again, this was for Christmas time. And Easter. Sorry, this one was for Easter. But we try to emphasize Easter a lot, but Christmas still is the one the Chinese know best. And we do other holidays too. We have banners that we use to put up to give people on the backs of our tracks. Are you familiar with the Passover and how the Israelites put blood around the doors when the Passover occurred? The Chinese have a practice where they put red paper around the sides of the doors. And some of us believe that the story of the Passover way back then was so monumental that that story went across the known world back there, including it getting to China, and that people did that around their doors. They put this paper around the doors. They say you're not to go outside New Year's Eve night because a monster could eat you. And then in the morning they say, gongxi, gongxi, because you did not get eaten. You're still alive, and you didn't go out. We think there's a connection there. And these banners that we give them have something with the gospel on them for people, and they generally love to take them from us. We've invited short-term teams to come, including we have teams that are come from Korea that have come to help us out. We have a team from Hong Kong that's done music, teaching little children how to play pianos and guitars and drums and other things. Our pastor knows how to play the ukulele, and he's taught a group of people, and they've even been invited into the school system to join their celebrations and to play there. We have other organizations in Taiwan, and we try to take advantage of them, and we partner with other Christian groups, like Rachel mentioned, OMF and the Conservative Baptists, and this is someone that this is a group called ORTV that was started by this lady. She's the oldest missionary in Taiwan. She has some alliance background. She loves the CNMA. She started that group, and it's just, she just has a fantastic ministry, and so we've taken advantage of that. We brought down our Envision. If you've heard of CNMA Envision, we brought down our Envision leader, Chris, on the left there, who's done business as missions. And we've had leaders from the community listen to people that were putting together a business program, and they would evaluate and see which would work. All of this is to see people come to know Christ and be baptized and to follow him like this family. But I ask you to pray for this family, because since they've come to know Jesus, they've received lots of pressure in their home, and they're not walking close to the Lord right now. But we want them to learn to pray. We want them to learn to fellowship as they enjoyed fellowship. We want them to learn how to have fun with each other. And we want them to learn to serve together. Here they're preparing for outreach at Christmas time, putting together packages with invitations, with candy, with tracts. And then we do things like this. This is some of your cards that you sent that were gathered together, sorted through, enjoyed by the people of the church, and then used in different venues and passed out to the community so that they can know that you care about them too. Some of our Taiwan churches have also gotten together and put together boxes to give to kids. Oh, we're having problems with my thumb here. We've done other creative things like this for people just to have fun and do something different. But we also have gone out into the communities. We're out in front of this temple, the largest temple to that deity in Taiwan that's in our community. And we prayed there and we've witnessed there. We've even used St. Nicholas to share the gospel. They don't look at him the same way, and they don't have the same kind of troubles that we do in the States with him. But God has used that greatly, even for us to be able to go into places like this where they make the idols. We may never, ever have an opportunity to go in ourselves apart from this kind of thing in order to share the gospel with them. And look at his face. He's smiling. We've gone and given presents to families where their parents are in prison. And again, it's also that we can build the church. Here are some of your brothers and sisters that are in our church in Taiwan that become members of it. It is our privilege to work into Taiwan, in Taiwan in this way, and it's our, and we're very grateful that you have a part in that. I want to leave just a few things with you. We always have to evaluate what we're doing. Is it worth it in Taiwan? We're talking about going back in January, and what are we going to be involved in when we get back there? What can we do that will help the people not to become dependent upon us? What can we do that we can start that will keep going if needed, that can keep going? What will we be doing that if we started and it shouldn't keep going, that it can stop without hurting ministries? We're constantly working to evaluate. And then more importantly, what is valuable in the kingdom that will have everlasting results? We can put our time and effort into a lot of things that don't have value. This is what Chinese money used to look like. This is a gold piece. Can you imagine having a solid piece of gold that big? Don't get your heart beating too fast. This is plastic, okay? This is called a yuan bao. Well, I like to collect coins, and I found these old Chinese coins while I was there, and I got all excited, and I bought them, and I bought several to give to my family members. I thought I made this great deal. And I found a coin dealer, and I went to him, and I made friends with him. I was talking to him, and I just looked at his coins mostly, and I asked him, how much are these worth? He said, nothing. He said, they're all fake. And you and I, we can get involved in things that are of no value in our lives here. And we have to be careful. I still have to look at myself and evaluate and let the scriptures talk to me when I read them about this issue. What am I involving myself in? Is it worth anything? Or is it worth what God considers to be eternal? We have this company in Taiwan. You know it? Yeah, it's Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola Company used to have a mission statement that said they want everybody in the world to have a taste of Coke. Everybody. Well, shouldn't we have the goal of everybody in the world having a taste of the living water, Jesus Christ? We should. And there's a very serious reason for that. You know what this is? Okay, this represents a cobra. In our community, we have these. One of our guys in our church has to dispose of them regularly. And before we moved into our office, a neighbor of ours told their 8-year-old son not to go into the field that's across from our office and play. And he went anyway. And while he was in that field, he got bit, and he was so frightened of his father and what his father might do that he hid and died. They found him like that. And the Bible tells us that all of us have disobeyed our Heavenly Father. Everybody in the entire world has broken their relationship with God. And what we need to do about that is to go find our Heavenly Father, because if we do not, we will die in our sin. We're there to help people to come to have life and be healed from sin. and its consequences. And my question to you, because it would be such a sad thing if we left today, is to know that somebody here is still in their sin and separated from God, dead in what the Bible says is your trespasses and sin, and does not have that life. Because Jesus, the reason why we're in this building, came for you to give you eternal life. All that you have to do is, in your own words, tell him that you need him and ask him to forgive you and to help you to live. And he will do that and transform you and make you a new person in him. Don't leave this room without doing that. And if you need help with it, you can come to me, or you can go to somebody else that you know knows Jesus in this room, and they will walk through that with you. Pray for us to finish the work well. Coming back on home assignment this time, many people have asked us, when are you going to retire? Well, you know, our lives are in the Lord's hands. Our days are numbered by him. Our plan is in him, and if it's his will, to go 8 more years. What can be done in 8 more years? Will we get the job done? Or is it going to take a lot more? Pray that we will do God's will. I would like to pray with you now. I'm going to just say a blessing in Chinese in closing, okay? I've only given you a scratch into what we do there, what the ministry is like there. It takes me a week. But if you have questions, please ask Rachel or myself. Would you bow? Lord, I want to thank you for these people and for their attentiveness, and I praise you for them, and I ask that you continue to guide them and lead them in all that they do, and especially that they would know you as Lord and Savior, and they would walk in your spirit. Please hear from your word now this blessing upon them. O yuan zhu ye su ji du de en hui, shang di de ci ai, sheng ling de gan dong, chang yu ni men zhong ren tong zai. 从今天一直到永永远远，阿门。